when a problem presents itself to you, because in the midst of the problem presenting itself, the solution presents itself too. And when you get solution oriented so that you are turned toward it, that's the ride on the river that we're talking about. And that's what you came forth to live. You did not come to accomplish one destination. You did not come to fulfill one manifestation. Those are only the excuses for the ride on the river.
Excellent. You had always talked about, you start your talks with, are you enjoying the contrast? When I first started to hear you, I could not relate to that. And now I've learned to enjoy contrast, even if I don't always know I'm enjoying it at the time. It shows itself later. And but the confirmation you just gave me. Thank
Very
you.
Good. Yes, indeed. Yeah. We are just enjoying the little ripple of injustice that's shaking through the group.
Happy day, Abraham. A question you asked that was asked earlier and that you answered sparked a question in me. The idea of being oblivious to slights sparked this. I am one of the sensitive creatures on our earth. I've always been very aware of emotional undercurrents, and for the most part, it's a great gift, and I've nurtured it to be a gift. Now everyone in non-physical will clap as I present my problem. A small percentage of the time, the majority of the time, I hold a certain clarity while I'm feeling the undercurrents of emotion swirling around me, and it has no impact on me. A small percentage of the time, I'll walk away from a group where there are a lot of swirling emotional undercurrents, feeling physically uncomfortable. A muscle spasm in my back would be an example. And occasionally, I pick up an undercurrent that touches a sensitivity in me personally where I feel hurt by it. And it's in those situations where I would like to hear from you ideas on how to luxuriate in my imperfections and use the opportunity to reconnect in a greater sense and depth of awareness and understanding.
Well, most everything that we would say to you in response to this, you could as easily say to us, because it's the same old thing that we talk about all the time, about appreciating the fact that you are even aware. That's the fact that you have conscious awareness of how you feel is so meaningful, because you know that whether someone meant it, whether they were directing it at you, whether it's something that you thought, or whether it's something that you picked up from the vibration, that now it's active in you, no matter where it came from, it's counterproductive.
Right.
So what's at the heart of this self-consciousness, or the heart of this sort of unstable environment that so many people live in, where, of course, you bask in approval and appreciation while you writhe in discomfort if there is something different from that is shown to you. And in all of it, we want to say to you, don't make it personal, even if it's said to you or even if it is said about you. Because every negative offering that anyone ever offers is about their disconnection, not some flaw in you. It isn't personal. It feels personal because they're saying it to you or they're saying it about you, mm-hmm. But it isn't personal because no one is ever offensive who's in alignment with Source. No one is ever critical who's in alignment with Source. So it is always about something that's going on with them. And as you put it into that context, then the old teacher in you kicks in. In other words, Then it's like the one bleeding in the street that you would help. Then you want to give them the benefit of the doubt. You want to assist them in coming back into alignment, you see. You are a sort of big character in life, in most of